Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Sadi Gimel, and we are up to Sif Gimel. Yesh Noagim Listaper Berosh Chodesh Iyar Mitaos Hu Biyadam. So he says there are those that are Noheg, that have the minag to get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and he says that those who have such a minag, it's a toast, it's a mistake. So what does this all mean? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh noagim the toast who be yadam. So he says, avayer bektsara. I'm going to explain it shortly here. Dilkuleyama noagim iser lamed gimel yamin. He says, what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to over here is based on his understanding of the minag, and why it's a problem to do what he's doing. But first you have to understand that it goes like this. Everyone holds that there's a minag of Isser for 33 days. Ach, yesh bazeh minagim shonim. But there are different minagim. Yesh the kol achad tamo leminhago kimavor ve'alacha. And everyone has their own basis. Each minag, it has its own basis, something to it. Yesh shebacharu osan. Okay, now, he's going to here give the very shortened version, and he says there are those that chose as follows: Miyom Sheni Shel Pesach Ad Lamed Gimel BaOmer. It goes from the second day of Pesach, meaning the second night of Pesach, Ad Lag BaOmer, until Lag BaOmer. Umisham VaHala Ad Shvuas Lo Kiblu Aleim Shemisur. According to this first approach, they do not take upon themselves any iser of sfira, of getting married or haircuts at all. Amnam, however, ad Lag BaOmer, according to this approach, up until Lag BaOmer, ein matirim shum yom, no day is permitted. The yesh sheniku. Okay, so that's basically the approach. Okay, and that would not allow, okay, any allowance for getting a haircut on, for sure, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Okay? V'yesh sheniku mimem tes yimei ha'omer tes zayin yamim harishonim. Because there are those that subtracted from the 49 days of the Omer, the 7 weeks, the 49 days, the first 16 days of the Omer. Da'ainu ad yom sheni shal Rosh Chodesh Iyar. That would be until the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Umisham v'ala ad shvuas, and from then on until shvuas, shehu lamed gimel yamin, that would be 33 days. And if you have that approach, ein matirin shum yom, they do not allow any day, levad milamed gimel ba'omer, atzmo hitiru b'miktsaso, umishum b'miktsas yom b'kulo. Meaning that this second approach, basically, we're not knowing anything until the second day of Rosh Chodesh. And then from then on, after that, straight until Shavuos, there'd be 33 days, and there'd be no day of any heter from the Isurim, except for Lag BaOmer, Ashtikol, and you had Mitzvah Sayon Kekulo. The Nimtze, he says, Mi Sha'ochez HaChevel B'Shnei Rushin. Now, he says, someone who goes ahead and tries to, literally it means hold on to the rope from both ends, meaning he's trying to pull shtick, and like dahainu shemekel b'Rosh Chodesh Iyar, if you want to go ahead and be mekel on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and then also be mekel from after Lag BaOmer, toos hu biyado. That's how he understands toos hu biyado. If you're going to go ahead and get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, and then allow for not keeping any of the Isurei Avelos after Lag BaOmer, that's not allowed. Okay? But what would be okay? So now that's where the Ramah now adds. Look at the Ramah, Hagah. Miyu, however, Baharbe, we're back into the Ramah now. Beharbe Mekomos, in many places, Noagim Lestaper Ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. There's the minhag to go ahead and get a haircut and take a shave, assuming you shave, and listen to music, and have weddings, until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Va'osan lo yisapru, milad gimel ba'omer, va'elech, af api shemuter l'staper, milad gimel ba'omer v'yatzma. He says, and those would not get haircuts, lo yisapru, would not get haircuts from Lamed Gimel on, from Lag BaOmer on, even though they would allow for haircuts on Lag BaOmer itself. But Osan, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah explained, right, the second position, that they would only start, okay, from, you know, they would noyeg the first 16 days, and then they went straight, and they would just be matir Lag BaOmer itself. After Lag BaOmer, it would be Aser. And that's why they would allow for haircuts, right, on Sol Rosh Chodesh and on Rosh Chodesh. And he says, Va'osan Makomos, back to the Ramah, Shenogin L'staper Milamed Gimel BaOmer V'Elech, he says, and those that are Nogin to go ahead and actually get haircuts from Lag BaOmer and on, right, like the first approach, they Lo Yistapru Klal Achar Pesach Ad Lag BaOmer. They're not allowed to go ahead and get any haircuts at all, even on Rosh Chodesh, up until Lag BaOmer. Below Yinagu Be'ir Achatz Miktas Minag Zeh. And he says, and you should not have in one city, this is very interesting, a Miktas, some holding like this Minag, U Miktas Minag Zeh, and others holding like this Minag, Mishum Lotis Godidu, because of Lotis Godidu. The kol shekain, okay, she'ein linhog heter v'shteir. And for sure, okay, you can't go ahead and do is to establish a heter, okay, on Rosh Chodesh, for example, like the second approach, and then hold heter, okay, from Lag BaOmer and on until Shavuos, because these kulos would be seiser, okay, one another. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Now, again, it's interesting. The Rambam says here that you shouldn't have one city going ahead and having both minhagim. Okay, obviously, he doesn't understand the reality of New York City, you know, where, you know, there's a lot of different kihilos within New York. So, like, it's sort of like it almost gets broken down into kihilos as opposed to cities. And that's where, if you remember, there are famous Rav Moshe Tshuvas about, you know, if someone holds one sphira and you hold another sphira, going to the other person's wedding, even though you're holding the other sphira, ayin sham, igus maisha. Let's move weiter. Tes vav in the Mishnah Berurah. Va'osan lo yisapru milag va'omer va'elech, sifkan tes vav, rotel omar, ad shvuas mamish. So according to the second approach, it starts from after Rosh Chodesh, right, until Shavuos Mamish. V'inei Medinasenu, however, he says, in our Medinais, the Minag is not that way, even though seemingly we hold, he says, the second approach. So what is the Minag? He says, the Minag is Lisa Ulustaper B'Shloshos Yemei Hagbalah. The Minag seems to be to get married and get haircuts Erev Shavuos, already Shlosh Yimei Hagbalah, already a couple of days before Shavuos, the Shlosh Yimei Hagbalah. Al Kein Masik HaMagen Avram, so he says, based on this, the Magen Avram concludes, Tzarech Lizayer, Shelo Lisa Ulestaper, V'yash Shnei Yomim Shel Rosh Chodesh Iyar. He says, based on this, that what people should be careful to do is as follows. Not to get married and get haircuts on both days of Rosh Chodesh. And also, Gam Berishon Shel Yemei Hagbalah Baboker Dafka. And also, on the first day of the Shoshos Yemei Hagbalah, in the morning. Because then you could say, Aminan Mixas Hayom Kekulo. You could say that part of the day you already kept in Cain. And if you do that, Al Yedei Zeh, Yishalem Lamed Gimel Yamim. Interesting. He's giving another way to basically slice away a couple of days from the second minhag, even though you're supposed to go straight to Shavuos, but he's saying, no, you could make the following subtraction. Subtract a couple of days from Rosh Chodesh, meaning add a couple of days of Siva to Rosh Chodesh, and this way you could add two to the front end of Isser, and this way be matir the last 2 days before Shavuos, and even, okay, 3 days before Shavuos, as long as you go ahead and are no wait a little bit on the first day of the Shoshes Yimei Hagbala. So that's what he says in Cain, and now you have your 33 days. Because of Chai Adam, Shekain Haminag Gamkain, Bekilos Kodesh Vilna, he says, and actually, Chai Adam writes that that was actually the Minag in Vilna. Shenoagim Iser, Miyom Echad, the Rosh Chodesh Iyar. They actually started the Sfira on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the first day. Ad Gimel Sivan, Baboker, until Gimel Sivan Baboker, which again was the beginning of the Shoshes Yimei Hagbala. Milvad, the Lag BaOmer, Noagim Boheter, except for Lag BaOmer, which everything was allowed, as we said. Yesh Mekomos, Shenoagim Lahakel, Rak Berosh Chodesh Iyar, Uvelag BaOmer, Uverosh Chodesh Sivan, Ad Shuas. And he says, and there are others that have the following minhag, that they keep all the days between second day of Pesach and Shavuos, except they would subtract the following. They would subtract Rosh Chodesh Iyar, they would subtract Lag BaOmer, and they would subtract from Rosh Chodesh Sivan all the way until Shavuos. And if you do the math, okay, they would get to 33 somehow. Uvinyanim Elu Yitbos Kol Achad Kefi Minhag Mekomo. And he says, and if you follow this, everyone would, okay, go ahead and be able to follow according to their own minhag, as long as you keep to your minhag. And what's basically coming out of the Mishnah Berurah is that when the Shulchan Aruch, I said before, the Tohu Su Biyagam, he knows he was in agreement and not in agreement. He's in agreement, assuming you go with those 33 days, the first 33 days, then it's a Tohu Su Biyagam to go ahead and be Mekel on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. But if you go with either of the last two approaches, then in principle it will be okay on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, except, he says, if you go with one of the last two approaches and you want to go ahead and you want to be Matir 2 days out of the Shloshes Yimei Hagbala, as well as really the first day of Shloshes Yimei Hagbala with a mitzvah of Yom Kikulo, then you'd have to keep Rosh Chodesh as Yisurei and the restrictions of Svira on Rosh Chodesh. Sif Katan Tazayin, Miksas Minag Zeh. He says you should not have in the same city some keeping this minag and some keeping that minag. Osalomar Shenik Miksas B'nei Adam Minagu Kach U'Miksas Yinagu Kach, meaning some would hold this way and some would hold that way. By the way, the post can bring up that those is going to do that, it is still an issue where when it applies, even if people really, aren't makbid, you're just not supposed to have different, groups within the same kehila doing different things. Okay, we now continue on weiter. Sif Katan Yudzayin. So he says, the Rama said, Havachomer, you should not go ahead and be noyeg heter b'shtehen. So he says, Dahainu, what does this mean? She yinog heter ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. To go ahead and do the following. To be matir until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, like the Svar Achrona, v'gam yinog heter milag ba'omer v'elech ad hatzeres k'svara rishona, keban sh'shtei kulos elu sosos zulazu. He says to go ahead and to have and take the kulas of both, that is really bad news. Aval, he says, Yachol litfos chumri aminogim. You could go ahead and grab onto the chumris of both minhagim. Dainu, sheyinag iser mi pesach ad erev shuas. To go ahead and to be knowing the iser from pesach until shuas, until erev shuas, or until yom rishon, or until the first day of shloshes yemei hagbala. And even though he's being noeg both chumras, and that the chumras are so one another. That's eino kiksil haholech b'choshech. That's not like someone who's just, you know, a fool walking in darkness. Why? Because you might think that that's you don't know, so you're just a fool walking in darkness because you don't know which one you're doing. No, kaven she'osa kein rak machmas safek she'eino yodea eze minag hu ha'ikar. If you're doing it because you don't really know which minag is the ikar, then that would be okay. But he says, "Mikom akom ain't sarach lasoskein." You don't have to do this. Ela yachal litfos eze minag she'yirtsa. He says the truth is, if you don't have a minag, you can pick one of them. Ve'eino lachosh shema minag amakom ha'hu ein okay. And you don't have to worry that maybe the minag amakom is not that way. The kevan shem rak minag ba'alma ein lahachmir b'sveika. You don't have to be machmir based on a suffix. Aval im yodua lo minag hamakom ein lashad. If it's clear cut what the minag hamakom is supposed to be, okay, you should do it and don't sway change from it. Bein lahakil u bein leachmir. Whether it's lekula or whether it is lechumra. We continue on and finishing up here. Sif dalit nagu anoshim hanoshim. Ze women. Interesting minag. Women would have a minhag not to do any malacha from Pesach until Shavuos after Shkia. Pretty wild minhag. So the truth is, not just Noshim, even Anoshim. Sivkot and Yitzes, Mishkia Sachama Ve'elech, from Shkia Sachama and on, Hatam, Shenikvaru Achar Shkia Sachama, Vayu'am B'teilem Malacha, because they were buried after Shkia, and then the Yam was batel from Malacha. The Yesh Od Tam is another reason brought down in the Torah. Lefisha Az Zman Sviyasa Omer, because that was the Zman of Sviyasa Omer at night. That's when you count. Uva Omer, Siv, Sheva Shabbosos. By the Omer it says, you're counting Sheva Shabbosos, Milashon Shvos, Shvus. So that's why there's no Malacha at night. Now Yesh Zman Sviyasa, Yesh Zman Malacha. The time of Sviyasa should not be any Malacha. So he says, and according to this Tam, after you count, so then it's really not that you're not allowed to do malacha the whole night. It's just from Shkia Sachama until you actually count. Okay? And it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav points out that the women who don't count Sfira Sa'omer, he says it's possible that it's upon them not do malacha kol halayla all night. See, it might be better for them to count. Interesting. Shulchan Aruch Harav. All right, we just one second. So all right, so we saw the Mishnah Berura gave two reasons for not going ahead and doing malacha for those who have a minhag not to do malacha at night of Sfiras HaOmer. And Rav Yaakov Emden in the Morak Tziah, he really has another, a third approach based on the Ramban, that the period between Pesach and Shavuos is comparable to Chol HaMoed, and this is observed by, therefore, refraining from Malacha after Shkia. What's interesting is that obviously if you go with that approach, there'd be no reason at all to be Machmir on any Malachos that are Mutter at all during Chol HaMoed. And the Piskei Tshuvos, right, brings down that, and this is explained pretty much by most poskim, that, you know, anyone who would keep this minhag, we're only talking about malachas that take an extended period of time to perform, but simple malachos such as cooking, baking, cleaning the house, that isn't usser. And many poskim actually point out that they have not observed people who actually follow this minhag, and therefore, unless you happen to find yourself in a makom that keeps this minhag, there would be no need to go ahead, obviously, and keep this minhag of not doing malacha. On the other hand, you know, there is the issue in general of doing things before Sfiras HaOmer, nothing to do with the approach given that, you know, you shouldn't do malacha during the time of the count, but rather before you do the mitzvah. Right, you should go ahead and do anything. You shouldn't eat malacha. Just, you know, do the mitzvah. That's a separate in altogether. And as we pointed out, a person who has an established time to go ahead and say Sfira, he could even go ahead and do it later and eat before.
because he has established time that he davens Maariv and says Svira, Adkan.